The latest filing has already attracted at least two critical comments. One of them is from Congressman Don Young. The Republican representative wants assurances that the Snettisham Hydro Complex doesn't pass into foreign ownership. It was built by the federal government in the 1970s and supplies the lion's share of Juneau's electricity. Snettisham is owned by the state, but its upkeep is the responsibility of Juneau-based Alaska Electric Light and Power. Under a 1998 agreement, AEL&P buys all the power Snettisham produces. It also has an option to purchase the hydroelectric complex at any time. That option could pass to Hydro One once it completes its takeover of AEL&P's parent corporation, Avista of Spokane. Young wrote that he doesn't oppose the acquisition, but wants assurances that the hydro complex will remain in the hands of the state or local owners. And he hinted at congressional action if those assurances aren't made. Young's office declined further comment. State regulators rejected Hydro One's previous application on a technicality. That filing received more than 30 comments, most of them critical of the deal. The Juneau Assembly is watching the process closely. Earlier this year, it openly floated the idea of making a bid for the power company, but Hydro One says AEL&P is not for sale. The latest filing with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska reopens the public comment period through December 21st. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.